Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSunKeys.com.
I hate to do it, but I gotta charge you. That's 60 bucks.
60 bucks?
Yeah.
Man, I remember when a dime bag cost a dime. You know what I mean? You know how much condoms used to cost back in them days?
How much?
I don't know. We never used them.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Welcome back. How are you? I'm well. Phone number here is 813-693-2124. It is unmonitored, but you can leave a text or a voicemail to get a hold of the show. Which show? This show. It's the Homemade Broadcast. My name is Will Koontz. I'm your host. And thanks for tuning in, whether it's on RadioSaintPete.com or if it's on HMB Radio. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast because there's stuff constantly coming out. And you wouldn't want to miss anything, I'm sure. No, why would you? So make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your pods. It should be there. Tune in. It's on. It's freaking everywhere, man. You can't avoid it even if you wanted to. HMB Radio Tampa Bay, put that in. Give it a 5-star rating while you're there. It only takes a second. Really helps us out. And I'm very grateful for you to do so. So, you know what I neglected to do last week? My show airs Sunday on Radio St. Pete at 6-ish p.m. Varies between 6:05 and 6:15 usually. But it's in that range, somewhere along that way. It was Father's Day. And I totally dropped the ball there. I didn't wish all the dads a happy Father's Day. So, I'm sorry, dads. Happy Father's Day to my dad and everybody else's dad a week late. You know, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, Mom's Day has that pop, man. You got to do something for your mom. But dads, you can kind of get away with not doing anything for your dad. You know, you get him a tie or, I don't know, what do you even get your dad? I don't know. He doesn't want anything. Nobody's dad wants anything, okay? My idea was I was going to just, you know, take my stepdad out for some beers and then maybe meet up with my dad and just hang with him, man. They don't need anything. They don't want anything. Getting them gifts is just useless. They're not going to like it no matter what. So don't even bother getting them a gift, I think. But, yeah, just doesn't have the same pop that Mom's Day does. But my dad, he wanted to hang, but my car was broken again because it's a piece of junk. No, it's not a piece of junk. Please don't break on me, car. I'm sorry. I love you. I need you to last. I drive a 1994 Chevrolet S10 pickup truck. Which, you know, pickup trucks tend to last a long time, but I need mine to last another, I don't know, 15 or 20 years at this rate. So I got to be nice to it and say nice things about it. And but it is, you know, from time to time, shows its age. So it was in the shop, so I was transportless. So he decided to call me up and say, hey, is there anywhere to eat near you? And I said, well, I'm 20 blocks away from downtown St. Petersburg, one of the restaurant capitals of Pinellas County. Yeah, I'm sure we can find somewhere. And he said, well, I just, you know, I know that. I just didn't know if maybe, you know, because a Father's Day, And then I went over what I just told you, that nobody gives a crap about Father's Day. And I was right, because we went to a restaurant down here, Bay Tenders, on 4th Street, which is pretty good. I enjoy it. It was a good time. So shout out to Bay Tenders for doing their thing and accommodating my father and I and my stepmother for a wonderful meal that I had while stoned. Yes, that's right. I was a little bit that's a little bit high. I don't smoke pot anymore. I gave it up many moons ago, probably at least 5 years ago, because I was lazy and I didn't really get what I needed to get done. It's one of those drugs where I don't think you realize how it affects you until you stop doing it. And after college, I decided to give it up for a little while. Well, originally, it's kind of started as a tolerance break. You know, you take a little tea break so you don't have to buy as much marijuana to smoke because your tolerance is so high. So, I was just taking a tolerance break. And then over that period of time, I think I gave myself a month. I was going to lay off for 1 month. And I did that, and then I started this podcast, and I just started to, I don't know, not feel better, but just get more things done. I was more productive in my life, so I decided to kind of let it go for a little while. I don't know, like, there's been incidents here and there where I've dabbled back with it where, you know, just for fun. I did this, my friend went to, this was before it was legal here in Florida, but she went to Denver, California or something on a vacation, and she brought back these little Listerine strips. I might have told this story before, so sorry if I did, but you know the Listerine strips you put on your tongue and then they dissolve and it freshens your breath? It's like a film. So she brought these things back, and she goes, oh, these things have pot in them, and I'm like, what? That's crazy. I kind of want to try that. And she said, okay, let me caution you here. And I was kind of rolling my eyes at this point already. She says, these things are very, very potent. And, you know, you got to be careful with these things. Just start off with a quarter and then kind of work your way, find your dosage from that level. And I said, okay, thank you. This is not my first rodeo, however. I'm sure I'll be fine. So I, one evening, decided that it was the night. This was going to be the night. And I took the quarter and I waited a little while, which felt like a good period of time that I had waited, but I guess it wasn't, as it turned out. So I took another quarter. I thought it was, you know, I don't know, at least a half an hour, 45 minutes. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to take the whole thing. It's fine. I'll be all right. And I took the whole thing. And I thought, you know, I don't know what happened, but I went down a rabbit hole of intensity of marijuana that I had never been down before. It was so intense. It was so intense. It was LSD. It was something other than marijuana. I've never experienced marijuana. I don't even know if you would call it a high. I went to another dimension, okay? I went to the bathroom and looked in the mirror and fell into my essence and my soul and what I was and discovered that it was just garbage. That I'm a garbage human being. Yeah, I know. It was one of those things that it was scary. I thought about all the bad things that I had done in my life. It wasn't cool. It wasn't fun. So I decided to go to sleep. You know, that evening, I just had to sleep it off, you know, as they say. And I did that and woke up in the morning. It was a Monday morning. I had to go to work. And I was as high as I'd ever been in my life. It was still taking hold. It was still taking effect. And it doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon. And I was high for about 3 days. So since then, I've been a little hesitant to even dabble in this substance. But I remember it, you know, I had so much fun with pot. It was a lot of fun. And I had a guest come by not too long ago, a couple months ago, and he had some pot that he wanted to smoke, and he says, oh, man, I forgot I don't have a device to smoke this Marijangas out of. And I said, oh, well, I can help you with that. I went and dug my old paraphernalia out of a junk drawer and gave it to him, and he used it. And on his way out, he said, you know, I'm going to leave you a little bit in here in case you have guests or if you ever want to, you know, have some. you know, there you go. There it is. And I said, okay, thanks. This is probably going to go to waste, but thank you. I appreciate that. That's nice of you. And it sat there for a month, and it sat there for another month. And then yesterday, well, last week, I guess now, on a Sunday, my car was in the shop. I had nothing to do. My friends were on vacation, whatever, so I just didn't have anybody to hang out with. And I had nothing to do and nowhere to go, nowhere to be, nowhere to see until that evening where I was going to have dinner with my dad. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to dabble. I'm going to take a little dabble in this. I'm going to see what happens. So I did. Took a little hit of this marijuana and lost my mind. It was the worst thing that's ever happened. No, it wasn't that bad, actually. Just one little one was okay. It actually made me super productive. And I cleaned my whole place, my whole apartment. I mopped the floors. I did, cleaned the shower for the first time since I've lived here, which has been probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. Really got in there with a brush and scrubbed away. That's what I miss about pot, was it does make you lazy, but sometimes if you do it at certain times, it just, you get lost in whatever you're doing, and that's what I did with this cleaning. So sometimes it can be beneficial. Most of the times, not, but certainly sometimes it can. So I got my whole apartment clean, and by the time, you know, hours later, I started to panic because it's, you know, almost time to meet Dad for dinner, and I'm so not right. I mean, I'm much, you know, definitely pretty much back to normal. I'm about 85%, but there's still a little bit of just residuals that are floating around. So went and got an energy drink and muscled through. I don't think he knew. I don't think he would care anyways. But, you know, you don't want your dad or your mom knowing that you're on a substance that controls your, I don't know, how you think and feel. I don't know. We drink beer together, though. So really, you know, what is the difference at that point? I don't know. What do you think? 813-693-2124. I know pot's just like, you can just go get a card now here. You go to a doctor. It is a doctor, but he diagnoses you with an illness that is treatable with marijuana. And then you get a card, and you can just go buy pot at the store. I think it's great. I think it's a good thing in the long run. But yeah, it's pretty strange. Now everybody just has access to marijuana. It's not even taboo anymore at this point. Should it be? 813-693-2124. But here, I guess most of it is legal, but there's a battle here going on in Florida about smokable marijuana. So you can get the ingestible kind, the gummies and, you know, the oils and stuff, but smokable marijuana is not legal right now. In a widely expected move, an appellate court this past Monday refused to lift a stay on a Tallahassee judge's ruling that would allow patients to smoke medical marijuana if their doctors approve it. The First District Court of Appeals decision means that patients will continue to be barred from legally smoking medical marijuana for the foreseeable future, at least until the appellate court issues a final ruling on the merits of the case. Leon County Circuit Judge Karen Givers last month sided with Orlando trial lawyer John Morgan and a group of plaintiffs who filed a legal challenge after the legislature included a ban on smoking in a 2017 law carrying out the constitutional amendment broadly legalizing medical marijuana. Givers agreed that the text of the constitutional amendment approved by 72% of Floridians in 2016 allows patients to use any form of marijuana as treatment. Health officials who argued this second that the amendment did not expressly authorize smoking and the state had broad leeway to regulate medical marijuana use immediately filed an appeal which put the automatic stay on Givers' ruling. On June 6, Givers vacated the stay, prompting the state to ask for the appellate court to keep it in place. The court sided with the state on Monday, saying that Givers' order vacating the stay was squashed and that the hold shall remain in effect pending a final decision on the merits of appeal. So what the hell is the difference if you smoke it or ingest it? Is it a different type of high or something? I don't know. I mean, I've had my terrible experience, but I don't know what it's like on the regular basis. I mean, you know, there's all this, I want to try this CBD oil out. So supposedly it's derived from hemp, which is different. It's a different part of the plant or something, and it doesn't have THC in it, but it has some of the effects, you know, that you would enjoy from that plant. But it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't have the psychoactive effects of it. I think you can get it at, I don't know if it's head shops or smoke shops or whatever. I guess you can buy it there. You can even buy it online at some places. If you tried it, give me a shout, 813-693-2124. So this is the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. And I want to say thank you very much to Tap House 61. That's right, my good buddies over there, 2061 Central Avenue, right here in St. Petersburg. If you live in the area, Tampa, St. Pete, check out the best trivia in the Bay at Tap House 61 every Wednesday evening with just John and crew. It's a great time. You can win Tap House bucks that you can, you know, if you're smart enough, you can just drink for free. You can go there, grab some food off the new menu. It's delicious. You're going to love it. Go check it out. Taphouse61.com, Facebook. Just search Tap House, the number 6, the number 1, and check out Taphouse61.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSt.Pete.com.
Probably my favorite story of the week has to be the Dome Grill right here in St. Pete. Closing down, shutting its doors. Can you believe that? The Dome Grill was infamous. Right on the 600 block there, around Central Avenue. One of the first breakfast places I ever went to when I lived here in St. Pete. One of the best croissant, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches I've ever had. I really enjoyed that. The potatoes were good. Had a long history of, you know, maybe not being the cleanest place to eat. There was lots of complaints about that. But, you know, there's always the health codes, and they got shut down for the health code thing. Here's the thing about the health codes. I think they might be too strict. I think they're ways of blackmailing businesses, restaurants, to do. I know that, yeah, you can't have rats and stuff. I get that. But we got to keep in mind, this is Florida, right? I mean, you're going to have cockroaches sometimes. They're freaking everywhere. You got to do your best to keep them out, of course. But, you know, so every once in a while, you're going to get a cockroach. And if you're just that unlucky enough one day where one of these people, you know, inspectors come by, and then you have, God forbid, a cockroach crawls across your floor. Forget it. You're sunk. You're done. You got to close shop, pay fines, get it back up to code, keep your fingers crossed while some other idiot comes strolling through your restaurant and tells you, I better not find any cockroaches in here. I do think they do good, of course, but I really, I don't know, part of me just thinks it's a blackmail to take it. Just it's an extra tax on businesses sometimes. But the Dome Grill, it closed down. This is from Christopher Spada at the Tampa Bay Times. If a restaurant responds to a bad review online, it's usually with something along the lines of, we're sorry you didn't have an excellent experience. We'll improve our staff service training and hope to see you at another time. Nope, not this time. The Dome Grill opened on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg in 1991. Long before dealing with the public, online reviews became a fact of running a restaurant. But by the time the Greek Diner closed for good on Monday, hundreds of people had left mostly positive reviews via Facebook's five-star rating system, praising the pancakes and the gyros. Overall, the place had a 3.7 rating. Many commented they were sad to see it go. Those weren't the reviews. Kostos Karamakalakos, that's not how you say his name, but that's how I'm going to say it, 29, was thinking when he realized the restaurant, or when he realized the restaurant his father owned and which he ran the Facebook page for, no longer had to be polite to angry customers on social media. He was thinking about the 1- and 2-star reviews, and the Dome had a number of those too. Dealing with those online reviews can be frustrating for owners, since anyone can post literally anything they want about your business. Some of them dedicate a huge amount of time responding to them politely and lobbying to have fake ones removed. They can make or break a business. Can they? I will say, whenever I see a restaurant and it has less than 3 stars, forget it. I'm not going to go there. And that's probably my own undoing. I'm probably missing a lot of quality spots, but I'm going after what some moron, you know, had a bad experience with and left them 1 star. And then, you know, Everybody has a bad day, as they say. One thing they don't usually do is respond to those angry customers they disagree with, and that's totally unfiltered. But that's not what Costas Kakamakalakos did, he told the Tampa Bay Times. He said, yeah, it felt good. Using the restaurant's official Facebook account, he went back and responded to complaints going back years and said what was really on his mind. These are pretty funny, I gotta say. One lady gave a one-star review back in January and said, I will not go back here. I wanted two pancakes and a side of corned beef hash. I asked for honey because I cannot eat syrup. The guy at the register tells me it comes with syrup. If you want honey, you gotta pay for it. Are you seriously charging for honey to go on my pancakes? That place was empty. Maybe you shouldn't charge for condiments. And the Dome Grill responded after they had closed. Oh, poor you. Maybe we should have given you a free coffee and a free juice, too. F it. Take your breakfast for free while you're at it. And then added a nice LOL in there afterwards. Pretty good stuff. Some other lady from October 4, 2017 said, I just stopped in for what would be my last trip ever to the Dome. I was making my coffee while my breakfast was being made. As I poured the half and half, I noticed it was curdling. So I asked the girl working to please bring me another creamer. She did. I made my second cup with the same occurrence. I went back to the counter and told her that it was still bad. She pointed to a man who told me to tell him. I told him the problem, not knowing blah, 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 blah. And some other person commented, they are closed again. The health department has a sticker on the door dated 10:30. If you look up the violation, it has been an ongoing issue. And then the Dome Grill commented in all caps, nice try, suckers. We win. LOL. Good stuff. Classic. This other guy says, by the time my food, oh, this was from May 7th. So this one was pretty recent. By the time my food got to me, my omelet was cold. Bacon was cold and stiff. The cheese on both my grits and omelet was stiff and cold. There seems to be a theme. And not to mention the grits were so gritty. Well, they are grits. They forgot my toast. 30 minutes went by and I sent my brother back to the counter. And the young lady said, oh, I forgot, and gave me extra toast. After the fact, I was already done with my food. Well, what you sent your brother. See, I'm kind of agreeing with the Dome here. Some of these people are being a tad unreasonable, I think. Why did you bother sending them back up to the counter to get your toast if you're already done with your food? What the hell? Only thing good and hot was my kids' food, which was chicken strip and fries. Going back? That's a big, highly doubt. And then the Dome responded, cold is your attitude. So happy we never have to deal with people like you again. You'll never be happy with the service you receive anywhere. It's just how you are made. Cool story, bro. Now shove it where the sun don't shine. Nailed it. Perhaps it's got to feel good, right? They don't have to deal with this crap anymore. They sold the building. They're out of the business. I'm going to miss the giant bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich and potatoes, but I will admit, having all these options down here, I never go. I never went to the Dome because they were kind of rude. And the food was suspect from time to time. And it just had a feel of, yeah, I think I might get sick if I eat here. And I think these people might be A-wipes. And it turns out we were all right. Everybody's right and everybody's wrong in this situation. I'm definitely very sorry to see the Dome go. I have fond memories there. But adios, Dome Grill. Don't let the door hit you where the sunshine split you. Is that right? That's not right. Bye, Dome.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
Hey, I want to say thank you very much to Truvi Salon and Spa for being the sponsor of this podcast right here, the Homemade Broadcast. Thanks, Truvi Salon and Spa. If you're a lady or a man and you like getting your hair cut, why not try out Truvi Salon and Spa? That's Truvi, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salon, and spa.com. That's it. That's the website. You can find all the info there. It's 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Just head north on 4th Street and take a left on 89th, and it's right there, right on Forestry. You're going to see it. You go in, you make an appointment. You know, the Botox lady comes once a month. That's a lady that comes in and will shoot poison in your face that takes out your crow's feet so you look, so you can fool unsuspecting men into potentially, you know, marrying you or something. I don't know, whatever you're trying to do. Or maybe you just want to look better. That could be it too, idiot. Yeah, I know, I know. 8908 4th Street North. Check them out. Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. And I also just want to take a second to remind you that I'm on the Real Radio as well. For however long Real Radio lasts, I'm going to be on there before it completely moves to the internet. But if you're right here in Tampa Bay, you can find me at 102.5 The Bone, weeknights at midnight. It's Anna Hummel and myself. It's a program called Stay Woke, and it is on at midnight on weeknights after the Johnny B Show, where you can hear me on Wednesdays over there and filling in from time to time on occasion. If you're, you know, sleep like a normal human being and you want to check out the show, well, there's an easy way to do that. It's through, guess what, the internet. That's right. You can download the 102.5 The Bone app on the iTunes or Google Play. And you download that, you can listen to the full show replays for 24 hours on a loop, so you'll never miss an episode. And by the way, there's also all the other Bone shows on there, a really hard-hitting a group of individuals over there. You got the Mike Calta Show, you got Roger and JP, Drew Garabo Live, Soul Brother Kevin Show, Johnny B, and Anna and I at the end of that on Stay Woke. Weeknights at midnight, 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay, or you can listen live at theboneonline.com. And another St. Pete staple is going to be changing hands here in the next few weeks. It's under contract anyways. The State Theater. That's right. I had many good times at the State Theater growing up, so lots of musical acts roll through there. It's in disarray. It's in disrepair. I don't know if it's a historic building, but it's, you know, been around a long time, and it definitely needs some work, but it's under contract. This from Creative Loafing Tampa here. It's just been over 3 months since we learned that St. Petersburg State Theater is up for sale, but now the property at 687 Central Avenue is, in fact, under contract. That's according to an online listing, and the broker, Matthew Bradley, who told CL that the property was indeed under contract. So what exactly does that mean? Without more information from the broker, buyer, or seller, all we really know is that the sellers have accepted an offer from the buyer, but that its sale has not yet been completed. There are no more concerts listed on statetheaterconcerts.com, and the last event that's listed on the website is a St. Pete Pride Prom on June 22nd. We've texted the building's owners, Anthony D'Agostino, to see if there's more information available. In a Facebook comment, the State Theater General Manager, Kendra Marloff, said that it will continue to be a venue and that shows are still being booked. All announcements will be made in due time. The news comes less than a year after fire code violations and inspectors at State Theater led to a downsized crowd capacity. The fire marshal, however, did approve the new capacity at 600 at the end of February. In March, State Theater General Manager Kendra told the Tampa Bay Times that the owners were looking for a way out. If they can't sell both businesses and the property as a package, she said, they'll entertain any options or offers that come along that are serious, the papers reported. They will update as it becomes available. So it sounds like, you know, no worries, St. Pete, that there's going to be plenty of other concerts to be had right here at the State Theater. Let's hope so. It's a pretty historic building. You ever have any good memories of the State Theater if you live locally here? Call me, 813-693-2124. I won't answer, but leave a text or a voicemail. You can tell me about it. And another St. Petersburg business is damaged this time now. A famous one. My favorite place, I'll tell you what, favorite place in St. Pete that I never go to. It's too crowded. I forget it. I tried a few times. I've been there twice in the decade that I lived here, because it's so, the lunch counter, the deli counter to get a sandwich is unlike anything I've ever seen. It's way too complicated. I always feel like I'm in the way anyway, and this place just brings it to an extreme for me. I can't do it. Where am I talking about? Well, this from Creative Loafing Tampa. Warehouse fire at St. Petersburg Mazzaro Italian Market causes at least $75,000 in damages. There's a big mess to clean up at Mazzaro's Italian Market after a warehouse fire broke out on Friday night. No one was injured, but we have damage. Because of that, we will be closed today through Saturday, Mazzaro's wrote on Facebook. We will continue to post updates here. Please know we are working as hard as and fast as we can to reopen our doors. Thank you for your understanding. St. Petersburg Fire Department Lieutenant Steve Lawrence told the Tampa Bay Times that the fire, which a police officer noticed around midnight on Friday, burned for about 30 to 40 minutes and caused an estimated $75,000 to $100,000 in damage. Damn, that sucks. No one was hurt, and the front public area of the popular restaurant was not affected, but Lawrence said that all product in the room was lost. Well, you know, that's what insurance is for, I suppose. That's a bummer, though. I don't know what the deal with Mazzaro's is. They have the weirdest hours. Every time I've drove by, it's insanely packed. It is delicious, no doubt about it. I would love to go there more often, but they certainly don't need my business. And I got to find a time. What's a good time to go to Mazzaro's? Does anybody know a time where it's not exceedingly at capacity? 813-693-2124. And finally, I want to say thank you to me. That's right, homemadepodcast.com. If you're interested in learning about podcasting, you're an individual and you want to start a podcast, I can help you. If you're a business and you want to reach existing and potential new clients through podcasting, I can help. I'm your guy. Don't even worry about it. I do Creative Loafing Tampa's podcast for them. Make sure you check them out, cltampa.com. Listen to the pod. See what I can do for you. I would love to help. And, yeah, let's do this thing. Check out my website, homemadepodcasts.com. Hit the contact page. Let's meet up and discuss, shall we? Homemadepodcasts.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSt.Pete.com.
All right, and finally today, we head down to our neighbors just to the south in South Florida. No way she's letting a strange husband take the AC, so she shot him in the testicles, cops say. Kimberly Dunn lost her cool when her soon-to-be ex-husband tried to take her air conditioning unit out of her Florida home, so she shot him in the testicles. Well, you know, in his defense, it is very hot this time of year. Of course, I'm talking about Florida and not his testicles. She was arrested back in October, but that's not why she's in jail now. Instead, the North Florida woman was booked into Columbia County Jail on Tuesday on a contempt of court charge for failing to show up for court on the aggravated battery charge. The contempt charge, according to her booking record, carries no bond. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office said Dunn, 35, shot her estranged husband in the testicles after he tried to take the AC unit out of her home in Lake City, according to an arrest report. Ah, yes, Lake City. Completely got that wrong. Sorry, South Florida. It's North Florida that we're staring at here. He came to her home with his brother to pick up the unit after she found out she was trying to sell it on Facebook. They pulled the plug out of the wall. But Dunn wasn't having any of that, the arrest report said. She sat on the AC unit and tried to stop the men from hauling it out of the house and allegedly pulled out a pink stun gun and tried to zap her estranged husband. That did not work. But the handgun she also pulled, according to police, found its mark. She is accused of shooting him with the handgun. The man's brother allegedly choked her until she passed out and he took the husband to the hospital, but not before the injured man picked up the gun, brought it back with him to the hospital. Dunn was arrested and charged with aggravated battery back in October. She told deputies she didn't mean to shoot him, but only meant to scare him, of course. By not showing up to face her charges, she netted the no bail contempt of court charge. Seems like, doesn't aggravated battery not seem strong enough for shooting someone? Seems like attempted murder should be the case there. You can't just, you know, women get away with a lot more than a man could. If a man shot a guy, he would be charged with attempted murder. At least, is there attempted manslaughter? I don't know. Some sort of degree, I don't know, just range of degrees you can go forward. It's crazy, man. So this lady's nuts. I had a lady in my life at one point. This is the scaredest I've ever been. Because you can't hit a lady. You just can't. Even if they hit you, you gotta take it, right? I don't know how many times you have to get hit before you can hit a lady, but I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't advise it. It's, you know, of course you grew up here and don't hit a lady. It's just not what you do. I was dating a woman for many years, and she was a pretty stocky gal. She was probably as tall as I was. I'm 6 foot tall. She was probably close to 6 foot tall. And she had a similar body type to me. And so she was much prettier than I was, though, I will say that. But we got in a fight one evening, and she decided that we were going to have a fight. And I said, all right, let's fight. You know, I'm used to that. And after we fought a little bit, I said, you know what? I'm freaking out of here. I'm out of here. I'm leaving. And she got in front of the, and she was nude at this point, too. Yes, there was perhaps a little bit of alcohol involved at this time. And she got in front of the door and said, you're not going anywhere. And I went, all right, let's go talk. Let's figure this out. So I began to walk back towards the living room where I was, where presumably she thought that she was just going to go ahead and scream at me some more. But I outsmarted her. I outwitted her, in fact, because as I walked and she walked, spin move, that's right, got to the door and ran for my life and had my cousin pick me up and stayed at her place for the evening. Shortly after, we decided to end our relationship for good. But I will say I got pretty lucky as far as crazy ladies go, especially drunk ladies. I had one throw a glass at me, cut my leg. That was pretty strange, pretty bizarre. But nothing too crazy. You ever had an experience with I'm more looking for crazy lady stories, but I'll take crazy dude stories too. I just feel like those aren't as flashy and entertaining for some reason. Scary dudes, you know, or crazy dude stories are more just scary than anything. But ladies sometimes are funny and entertaining. 813-693-2124. Visit hmbradio.com. It's got the contact page there as well if you missed that number. All right, that's it. Let's move on from this. Go on with your day. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy your day. Make sure you tell your friends. That's the best form of advertising, is just telling a pal that you enjoy this show. HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe, tell a friend, give it a 5-star rating while you're there. You know, I appreciate it. That number again, in case you didn't get it, 813-693-2124. That's our text and voicemail line. You can leave a message. Remember, stay woke at midnight on 102.5 The Bone. Wednesdays, I'm on the Johnny B Show at 10 p.m. on 102.5 The Bone. If you're listening on RadioSt.Pete.com, you know, that's good. You should. Frankover's Jazz Show is coming up next. And you know what? You should stick around for that one as well. The Indie Circuit coming up right after that. And if you listen on podcast, hey, thanks. Appreciate it. Tell a friend, like I said. I love you. I want you to have a good week. This was a weird episode. Appreciate you. I'm in a weird mood. I think it's the pot. I think I'm having like a pot hangover or something. But hey, thanks for listening, tuning in. This is the Homemade Broadcast. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. I'll see you next week. Bye.